Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jane's Twin, and it's the 20th of October today, and today I'm making my way from a slightly different place. My lovely boss texted me while I was waiting for the train this morning to tell me that apparently the Chinese Premier has closed all the roads around Buckingham Palace. Well, not personally, but he's there. I've gone one step further and I've gone to Victoria, and I'm trying to negotiate my way to work from here. This is where I used to get off when I first started working there, and then I was so glad to discover the nice park. It really isn't that nice. First of all, it's very difficult to get around. They're still building. I don't know how long this has been going on, but it was already like this last year. So you constantly feel like you have to go around higgledy-piggledy, first of all, to find your way out of Victoria Station. And then everything here has changed. I don't recognise the buildings anymore. There's one that looks quite interesting. Oh, and it's got some men hanging off it as well. Probably just window cleaners, but still, it's quite exciting. Alright, just take a photo of that. That can go on the boo. Having said that, I'll take another one from over here. Oh, I love this sort of thing. So, we've got the Victoria Palace, which, when was that built? Do you think 18-something? And then right next to it is this shiny new glass thing with a very modern design. I do love that, lovely. Right, I'll take a picture of that. Far more interesting. Just have to find somewhere where I'm not going to in the way. Yeah, that's more interesting. Okay. There we go. Excellent. That's what I find quite interesting about city centres. You have quite old buildings, but then also brand new ones right next to each other. I find that quite a fascinating juxtaposition. Apart from when you look, the old buildings usually really lovely in the front, and then sort of the side is kind of, yeah. it didn't take much. And there you can even see that it must have been another building attached at some point, but they took that down. Oh, and of course it's windy, because that's what you'd expect. Right, so I walk along Victoria Street for a bit and then go across. So yesterday I had another friend come over for a chat in the morning, which is why I didn't record. Mind you, we didn't walk home, but she gave me a lift back, which seemed a little bit... decadent, because it's only a 5-minute walk anyway, but she was off somewhere else afterwards. Otherwise it was quite a busy day again, with a long overdue trip into town. I don't really get to go into town anymore, too busy. I'd love to go to my favourite antique shop again sometime. I say antiques, it's more sort of second-hand, but I tend to always find something nice there. Or otherwise, I just go and marvel at the things that that other people don't need anymore. Otherwise, what can I report about the weekend? Well, we already got our photos back, as in we got some printouts. And I had a quick look through, and I know some I definitely won't take, and some actually looked okay, but that was really just a very first glance. So we'll see. Various shops are here. Interesting. Okay. So, yes. And Simon took the kids cycling, which seemed to be another good practice for them all. I think Amelia's now getting quite comfortable on her bigger bike without the stabilisers. And Henry even went with one stabiliser for a bit. And he seemed to be quite happy. He seemed to actually be keeping his balance quite well on that. And then he even did without stabilisers for a bit, but Simon was recording at times, so I could see he was just... because I stayed at home to continue my pottering, which I just started, so it didn't seem to make any sense just leaving it there. So I just continued while they went around for a nice little cycle. Henry. Simon can already ride a bike. So Henry went around without any stabilizers, but more or less used the bike just as a balance bike. So he's not very comfortable without. But it was good for him to try, and he asked for one to come back on. A little bit more, and I'm confident next year he'll have cracked it. He was also very good at the weekend, seeing as he got commended at school for his sewing skills. I don't know what they think I do with him at home. He's not sewed anything at home. I bought this paper thing some time ago where you can basically weave strips of paper through some holes in another piece of paper. And I very much enjoyed that when I was his age. So I'd bought one of those a while ago, thinking that maybe one of the kids... Actually, I was thinking more Amelia, that she'd feel crafty, but no, I don't think she's got the patience for actual craft. She loves painting and, sort of expressing herself, but not with the constraints of having to fiddle with something in particular, like a needle or loom band or anything like that. And he really took to it, and he already created the pattern, and he told me what colours he wanted, and so yeah, very good. Yeah, great fun. So we'll see. They're also doing a sewing club at school now, and he told me that he's going. So yeah, should be good. Good. So anything that that requires a needle that I find that he wants to have a go at, he can. So that was our weekend, more or less. And now we've got one more week to go before we're on holiday for the half term. And as usual, since they put the half term holiday back a week, our county council in their wisdom, ever since then the kids get ill the last week because they're absolutely exhausted. It's not such a long term. Well, I think the term is long, but it's just long till they get to a... And there are no public holidays or anything. So, yeah, I always find they're exhausted and then they get ill. And then they miss school anyway. I think it's a slightly longer way here, isn't it? Otherwise, I'd have already made it through park, but I'm nearly there. So, I'm going through one of those little streets here where I'm sure that the houses are not that... Well, they don't look that big, but I'm sure they're actually quite spacious inside. And I'm sure they're something like £3 million each. We are in central London, after all. Thank you for listening to my ramble along. And I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.